This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Goats Deserve Washed Hands. That's from Ern Simon. M. Simon? E-M-S-I-M-O-N. Next week, all the 420 Club members are going to be in the running for yet another visit from me to your town. I had a great time in San Diego meeting the last winners. And we'll do it again. You can bring a bunch of friends with you to the show. And it's a great chance to maybe even possibly hang out with me for a little bit. So make sure you become a member of the 420 Club for the monthly giveaways. You sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. It's like $4.20 a month is the bottom amount that you can get involved with. And I hope it's worth it to everybody. Doug plugs. I'm doing stand-up in Cincinnati at Go Bananas this very Thursday, August 10th at 10 p.m. And I'm going to be at the Comedy Works in Denver on Monday, September 4th. That's Labor Day at 4:20. So since you don't have to work, it'll be a lovely 4:20 afternoon with me. And Portland, Oregon at Helium Comedy Club. It's a gas Friday, September 15th. That's at 5 p.m. It's a happy hour stand-up show in Portland because I know you can handle it. I'll be on AM Northwest that morning to promote it as well. More of my dates can be found at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off. We are back in the basement. There's been a little time off, but I'm very excited to have a guest that we've been hoping to have on for a while. You know him from Cypress Hill and from his own solo career. It's Sendog, everybody.
Yes.
And Tony Hinchcliffe is also going to be joining us, but he is en route. He is on his way here. He chose to drive himself, which we do not recommend on this show. And like you said before we started rolling, never turn down a free car.
Never.
That's ridiculous, right?
Never.
Because you can get as high as you want and then just sit there in the car. I still give, do you still give your driver, like, do you still get frustrated with them if they go a wacky route?
No, not anymore.
You just chill. Sit there. And, you just sit there and chill.
Yeah, drink the free water or whatever magazine they got for you, you know. And
I love it when they hand you a water when they've been driving around all day that's all hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a warm water bottle. Mmm, yeah. This is going to be great.
So I'm just like, that's not the way I would have went, but, you know, he's driving, not my car. You know, I'm just here for the ride, so.
I like that attitude. I'm going to try to adopt that attitude.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, take Fairfax. Because they love to do, you know, zigzag, they'll look at Waze,
yeah,
and then drive all over the place. I'm like, just go the straight line. It's, you know.
Yeah, the straight line's always the simplest way.
It seems the easiest way to do it. Yeah. So thank you very much for being here. Yeah. And we're moments away from 20 minutes after the hour, which of course means it's 4:20 somewhere.
Of course.
Dang, 4:20 somewhere.
Not yet. Settle down. It's only 18 minutes after the hour. So, but I loaded up a couple of pipes. Do you have any preference in terms of sativa or indica?
Well, when it's free 99, no, I don't. But when I normally do my thing, you know what I mean? I'm more of an indica guy. I've always been, you know, more towards the heavier side of urban, you know.
Gotcha.
That good feeling, you know what I mean? But the sativa
there
is
it is,
also,
19 minutes after the hour.
Yeah. Sativas are great, too, though, you know what I mean? Depending on what you got to do that day.
Right.
Deal, you know
well,
what
that's
I mean? So,
it's pretty early in the day. Do you have stuff you have to be responsible for later today?
I'm doing it.
This is it?
This is it.
Well, in that case, the indica that we have here is called Dutch Treat.
Dutch
which,
Treat.
Of course, sounds like you have to, you know, only pay for half.
Yeah, sounds but, like
Or you have to share it with somebody. So I'm going to share it with you. Oh, I apologize. This is the sativa.
That's the sativa.
The indica is Triangle Kush.
Triangle Kush. All right.
So try whatever you'd like. We've got a grinder if you like to do that, or you can just jam some buds into one of these pipes. I loaded up a couple with the sativa because most of my guests are into the sativa much more than indica.
Yeah, I get you.
You know.
Yeah.
Some call those people pussies. But I think that's harsh and unfair. And speaking of that, come on in, Tony.
I wasn't going to say
which way is he going to go? Oh, he's going to get mic'd up. He's getting mic'd up over
there. Yeah.
We can still talk a little bit more shit about
him. So we'll try the sativa first then.
Yeah.
Try his little short
pipe
here.
You're late for smoking, Tony. It's 20 after the hour. Oh, shit lighter.
This is all right.
Oh, that's the sativa.
Yeah. Both of these are sativa, right? What you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but you know, feel free to try anything before Tony gets out of here because he's been on the show before. He's a pro.
Right on.
What's your high history, if you can recall it? Like, do you remember your first time?
Actually, yes.
I need to have my whole own high history.
I first got high when I was 12 years old, before junior high. And I could have done it in sixth grade, actually, and I was 11, but I was scared what my friends were doing. But what's up, dude?
What's Tony,
up?
Sandog.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Sandog, it's an honor,
Tony.
And a pleasure.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. So actually, my best friend at the time, seventh grade, we were 11 or 12, whose name was Tony. Blazed me out for the first time before school, and ever since then, it didn't become an everyday thing till about 17 or 18 years old. But throughout our growing up, you know, somebody always had some kill smoke before football practice or whatever we were going to do that day. Somebody would have a little bit of something to toke on, and then as we got older, it just we learned how to grow and stuff, and we learned how to do it ourselves. So we kind of had weed more often. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
By the time we were like 18, 19 years old, weed was a constant on Cypress Avenue. Like mostly all the guys that hung out smoked it. And four or five of us grew it in our backyards. So when we came around doing our group Cypress Hill, we didn't have a concept for the band or nothing. And somebody said, why don't you guys just sing about getting high? You guys are like Cheech and Chong anyways. So that's how it all came about.
Not a bad, not a bad approach.
Love that.
Sing about what you know.
Yes, literally under our nose the whole time, you know.
The roots.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it came together.
That's how it came down, you know. And then I got B real high for his first time because we're like 4 years apart. I'm older than him, almost 4 years.
I forget if when he was on the show, if that was his story that you got him high the first time.
I got him high the first time.
I bet
he was 13.
Up.
He was like 13, and I had some really good chocolate Thai weed back then, right?
Wait, how old were you?
I was like 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. You're an old pro at that point.
So I remember my dad was, that was the time my pops would make me go to work. So I got him high one day in front of my mom's house, and I left to work for like 8 hours. When I came back, he was still in front of my mom's house. You know, like, what's the matter, man? He goes, nothing, man. I go, you've been here all day? He goes, yeah. I go, where? He goes, here, waiting for you. He's still zoned out of his mind, right? So he became my everyday stoner after that point because, doesn't like smoking weed when you're, 13? So there
was a while where you were 18 smoking pot with a 14-year-old a lot.
Yeah, but he was 14 and like 6'2", like you see him now. So
okay.
It didn't look like I was hanging around with a little kid. Right. He was taller than I was already. You know,
people are like, "Who's that 20-year-old smoking with that 18-year-old?"
Yeah, Yeah, so it didn't look like that. It was like, you know, it looked cool, you know. We looked like dudes that hung out from the same block. So, you know, we just went in on it hard after that. And every time the High Times came out, we were on top of that, reading that from cover to cover. And just our whole life became, you know, being stoners, you know, like that important to us, you know.
Definitely going to pull that sound bite for our friends at High Times.
That's, oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful endorsement.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You can kill two birds with one stone.
It was always stoned. It was always kind of a amazing thing to me that all the stores, that when I was a kid, all the stores on the magazine stands, they all had High Times. And it always had weed on the cover.
Yeah.
And it was super crazy illegal then.
So
there's
illegal.
A whole magazine about it that was in stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're being a pedophile monthly nowadays.
It's kind of like that. Let's not draw that comparison.
It was illegal.
It was, because it was weird, because next to like the Sports Illustrated and like the Tiger Beat and whatever magazine, there was like High Times, a big pie, or you know, a stoner guy, the Tommy or Cheech on the front. So it was like, and we could just buy it and walk out. Even the lady at the counter gave you a weird look. You know, you're like 16 buying High Times. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's no age restriction on it.
Yeah.
If you could afford to buy a magazine, you could buy it.
Mm-hmm. So one day I got home from school. My mom and dad had gone through my stuff. And wouldn't you know, they bring out the High Times, my Zigzags. At the same time, I had a poster my friend had sent me from Hawaii. He was on vacation. He sent me a picture of a naked Hawaiian girl on the beach, right? When I get home from school, they're not giving me shit about that naked girl poster. They got the High Times like, what is this?
Yeah.
Is this like some drug Bible? You know, they're going in on me. And I'm like, it's just a magazine. My friend lent it. Blah, blah, blah.
That's how you talk to your parents, my friend?
Just, my friend lent it. Everything was my friend.
Yeah.
You know, until... I told him it was undeniable that all that stuff was mine.
I think you should have both the nudie, the poster, and the weed magazine. I think all of that should
be. Yeah, well, I thought they were both cool, you know what I mean? But, but that was a very important part of being a stoner, was being educated about it, man, you know?
That is interesting that you read a lot about it at the time and you were so young. Because I think, you know, obviously some people that start that young is probably a very bad idea, right?
Yeah, like I wouldn't.
Like you lucked out in that you turned out cool.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't be like when my kid was 12
still
years
get
old.
Things
I wasn't
done.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like I wouldn't get my kid stoned for the first time at 12. Don't get me wrong. You know what
right.
I mean? I waited till he was 16 and then I got him stoned. But
I wasn't even
a little
stoned.
Bit older,
I got into weed super late. So like in high school, I was like getting shitty grades just because I was just bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
And didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it felt like I was some sort of burnout. I should have been getting stoned. Might as well be enjoying myself.
I'm with you.
Plus, I might have also focused on lectures a little better if I was high. To be honest with you, it's really interesting. You know, like, I see most movies when I'm high, and it really makes you focus.
My senior year
if you're
of
liking
high school.
What you see.
Yeah, my senior year of high school, I just spent the whole day thinking about getting high after school. I could barely pay attention to anything. I was, like, just giving up. I hated school.
Because you got high, like, you'd wake and bake.
I couldn't get high before school because my teachers were crazy.
Oh, they noticed you were high. I get it. So you just would go home, get high, and then just be high all night.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
yeah, me and my buddies, we'd go to my one friend's house where we could go get stoned without the parents bugging us, and that was it. It would happen.
How do you explain, like, you know, becoming a success after, you know, smoking it from such a young age?
I think that with some people it helps. I think if you're getting into art, it's not necessarily a bad thing to be smoking pot. I think that if you want to be a surgeon or a mathematician, maybe take vitamins.
Yeah.
And
some argue that, you know, the creative types should try every drug, you know, just to, especially anyone's involving the mind,
right?
Maybe not heroin, but, you know, all the other stuff, the mind expanding stuff. I don't really get into it. I just like weed, you know.
Drug that I ever do is mushrooms once a year in the middle of the desert. Me and a bunch of comedians go out and we Airbnb a nice place and hit golf balls out into the desert, and it's the most unbelievable stuff. But it's really good for your brain. I always feel like I just took a 1 month vacation after a little desert shroom trip. But other than that, it's just pot. I don't even take aspirin and stuff. Like, I like to keep it pure.
You know, it never even crossed my mind to Airbnb a house and then have a party at it. Like, I never thought of that until I went to one. And I'm like, why haven't you thought of this? This is ridiculous. Because
so
you can get a nice place for a pretty decent rate for a night.
I got it.
You just got to, you know, Yeah. Make sure you have responsible friends so shit doesn't get fucked up.
Well, when they're on mushrooms, you never know what's going to go down.
Yeah, yeah. What?
They're seeing a completely different thing than you're seeing.
Whose name is on the line if you
think? Yeah, mine.
Nobody, Tony's name. It's all right here.
None of my friends want to be the one that messes up at the place. They're all, if anything, paranoid the whole time to not do anything stupid. So.
Well, that's good. But that's another thing about weed, and maybe not mushrooms, but weed, like, you don't do fucked up shit because you're on weed. You know, like, you kind of almost stop doing fucked up shit. Like, it makes you go, hang on a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're high right now.
Yeah. Or maybe you just don't got
settle down.
You're just couched and stuff, right?
All right, we got to go to our first of a couple of commercial breaks. Stay with us. We're here with Tony Hinchcliffe and Sendog, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, the cult classic TV comedy Dr. Katz, The Audio Files, is back with the original cast now as a free premium podcast at audible.com/Dr. Katz. Join 15 of comedy's biggest stars as they bare their souls on the couch with Hollywood's favorite shrink, Jonathan Katz, for 15 minutes. Eavesdrop on top comics like Sarah Silverman, Ted Danson, Ray Romano. Wait, Ted Danson's a comic? Weird Al Yankovic, Kristen Schaal, Maria Bamford, Paul F. Tompkins, some guy named John Hamm, and someone else named Moore. Comedians finally get the therapy they need, and you get free antidepressants in your ears. Listen to Dr. Katz, The Audio Files, available exclusively now at audible.com/Dr. Katz. That's audible.com/DRKATZ. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. Check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day. All right, we're back. A lot of exciting things happened here during the break. We learned a lot. We learned that Sendog only speaks when spoken to. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
We are at 419,806, possibly more since this was written down, subscribers on YouTube. And it's always been, we've done 140 shows now, I think, and it's always sort of been a goal of mine to hit 420,000 subscribers on YouTube. And it looks like there's a good chance we'll make it today. So please help us out if you have more than one account or whatever. Whatever sneaky thing, whatever you did in the last election, do that again for this. And, you know, maybe we'll hit 420 today. It'll be like a... telethon.
WikiLeaks is good. WikiLeaks is a good thing. That's what you have to say.
I have to say that?
We like them over at WikiLeaks.
I guess.
And
I
then
don't
you
know,
get more, and then you get a big boost.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
That's how
sorry. I'm so slow on the uptake. I was about to like just go into all of my opinions. yeah, we try to be, politics come up sometimes. But we try to be as politic-free on this show as we can because, bless you. you guys want a marijuana know something?
What it is.
This is like a little quiz thing we're doing now. Okay. Where I'm going to ask you a question that, you know, there are no wrong answers. I mean, there's a lot of wrong answers. They're mostly wrong answers. There's one right one. But it's still like these questions are like, what?
Was that one of the questions? Did you just ask a question?
Did
Whatever just happened right then?
No, I was just talking. How many countries separate Finland and North Korea? So what countries, how many of them are in between Finland and North Korea? I have no fucking idea. I just looked at the answer. I wait a few seconds. I still probably won't know. I still know it.
Look, Ashley's trying to look at a map visually right now.
Yeah, it's tough, right?
There's Finland and Holland.
I hate these kind of questions because I feel like it's something we should know, but, you know, it makes you feel silly if you don't know. But marijuana has nothing to do with
Libya,
knowing
Egypt.
It or not knowing it. I know a lot of trivia.
I'm just going to guess my answer.
Okay.
I'm going to say 15.
15?
Yeah.
Wow.
15 countries.
I have no idea.
Right?
That sounds
like
a lot.
Well, that's also, you got to think about, these questions tend to be like, you know, they're messing with you. The answer's like, either like crazy big or crazy small, you know, like.
I'm going to go with 2.
See, that's in the right ballpark. The correct answer, 1 country, Russia. Russia, is all it's between Finland and North Korea. You know what else is funny? That could be completely wrong.
That's wrong.
No, it's right.
There's
Why would they give me one that's wrong?
There's something between Russia and North Korea.
Important segment on the internet.
Okay.
Right? It's right, right?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Daniel's looking it up.
It makes sense that Russia's
huge.
Yeah.
But that's at the top.
See, they're trick questions. That's why they're...
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But they're not even...
You know what I mean, Vern? yeah, it's true. We're going to have multiple confirmations by several white men with laptops.
Wow.
It's got to be accurate. I've been to Finland many fucking times. I never knew it was one country away from North Korea. So,
how often do you get fucked with by police?
Every now and then it happens. You know what I mean? And more in our earlier days than now, of course, because now a lot of the guys that are cops, you know, at one point grew up being music fans and Cypress Hill fans. But
so what do you have to do? Start like just rapping for them?
No, sometimes they just walk their dog by you. Oh, they know our faces, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
And instead of saying anything to us, they'll walk the dog by us first. But after 26 years of traveling, we're not, you know, dumbasses that are going to just openly carry weed through borders like that where we could just call somebody in the country we're going.
Yeah, you don't.
And we're dialed in all
over again. Doggy borders. Don't even try it.
Yeah. But I remember our first time we got really busted was one of us guys, like, didn't want to do an interview for somebody in Amsterdam as we left Amsterdam. And that guy called head of the border and said, hey, this bus is coming when these guys got everything on him. So
that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, we were getting pulled over. We had to do the whole bend over, spread them.
Oh, that's shitty.
Cough. Pull your skin back.
Just because some guy called. Shit.
We had to do it all. At the French border, right? So it was like 4 a.m. and we're out there just getting sweated. And everybody that's driving by, you know, is looking at us like, oh, man, druggies. But I'm looking at them like, everybody driving by, it looks like the druggies getting by while we're sitting here getting busted.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was one of those things. And then we thought we were going to jail. And the guy says, it's a small matter now, but if you guys give everything you got, you guys will be on your way. And we had like a table, maybe a little bit bigger than this, just full of weed and hash and all kind of stuff. And he said, it's a small matter. So I can imagine they get real big dogs coming through there with some real weight.
You don't want to end up in a French prison. Bunch of bad people in there. Bunch of murderers and crepists.
I'm going to need to take a second to breathe. that's the kind of thing when I say it, my friends get mad at me. But I enjoyed it.
I love those things.
I fucking love them too. But
I have a theory that comedians that are all anti-puns are the ones that can't do
them. Did Chris Hardwick ever try to not give you points over something that hilarious? Because he did that to me a few times.
They didn't have me on the show that often. I can't really remember. But it drives me crazy when people say they don't like puns. It's like, shut up. Everybody loves puns.
They just don't know it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's like, look what I wrote today off of paper, but if it's in the moment, you know, you're talking about maybe you're about to go to a French prison. Crepus. Fucking brilliant.
No, that was great.
I say so myself.
That was great. And then also the high mind can come up with something like that. Like, why isn't everybody in advertising just getting high all day and coming up with the stuff?
It drives me crazy.
That's how I did it when I was in the game.
Me and my buddy got stoned the other day. We came up with a funny commercial in the moment, a crossover commercial between Game of Thrones and the NFL, a commercial for both of them at the same time, where the Game of Thrones people are like, let's send a raven to whatever, and like Ray Lewis comes up, an actual Baltimore Raven, and like takes the message and then beats somebody up or something like that.
You guys are really stoned on that. Boy, you guys are going in on that day, bro. Really?
But there's a lot a lot of team names that could be in Game of Thrones when you think about it.
Yeah. Lions.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I set up the premise and ruin it immediately. Padres. Not even the right sport anymore.
No, that's
all right, you guys want to know something?
Yeah.
Would you like to marijuana know something?
Yeah.
This one makes me unhappy. What color is polar bear hair?
I actually know the answer.
You
to
do?
This. Yeah.
What is it?
I do. It's black.
Okay.
I actually know this one. Is it bad if you know the answer?
I don't know.
Why does every time I answer, this guy with the beard keeps telling me I'm wrong like that? I'm like, Jesus, what an. You're no fun.
You know Taylor Rizzo from multiple appearances on Kill Tony, which reminds me, that's an important thing to bring up. Kill Tony is also a live internet program that streams on Monday nights from the Comedy Store here in Los Angeles at, what time do they tune in, like 8 p.m.?
8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time
every
single
Monday. So 11 p.m. on the East, which that's a fun alternative to late night television on a Monday.
An hour and a half continuous fun. You're one of the guests that comes on the most. You're like,
I'm on tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're going to have a blast. You and
Eric Griffin
who's
on...
I'm Dying Up Here. It's their last episode, I think, coming out this week. And
Showtime, yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight. And it's in the main room tonight? Yeah, I saw that somebody sent a picture on the internet of the marquee.
We've been in the main room.
That's the first time my name's ever been on that sign at the Comedy Store, I think.
Isn't that cool?
I think it's the first time ever.
Yeah.
And I've never been officially... paid by them or hired to work there. Yeah. I just do Kill Tony there and hang out at the bar.
I love it.
Yeah, but a lot of great comics are really into doing sets there all the time now. Like, you go there any night of the week, you're going to see some amazing people. And you work out there quite a bit.
I started there. I'm there every night that I'm in town. Even if I do spots somewhere else in L.A., I still go there to close out the night. I just love it. I love hanging out with comedians and musicians and all the artists that go there and hang out there.
Yeah, it's a real touristy
gotta
spot.
I love what you do, man. I
love it.
People it's from amazing. All, some other clubs in LA that I play, like, I feel like people just drive in from, Riverside or something. But, like, the Comedy Store is, like, it really attracts people from all over the place.
It's a real cool hangout, and it's so, people come up from all around the globe. I had some Kill Tony fans come up to me last week. One guy was from Kuwait. He showed me his, I'm like, shut up, you're messing with me. I'm from Kuwait, I listen to this. And he showed me, and it has the Kill Tony logo, and everything else is Arabic, except for the guest, right? So it's like Arabic, Dom Irera, Doug Benson, blah, 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 blah.
What?
So crazy. And then there were some guys from
take a picture
the Ukraine.
Of that. Put it on the Instagram. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's like a weekly thing now. It took years, you know what I mean, of doing things and establishing it. But now that they know that it happens all the time and we never stop doing it, it's a real awesome, cool thing that for the first time, we're starting to get like a lot of that. We do the main room every Monday now. We moved it full time, Doug. It's
nice.
Never in the belly
room. It used to be up in the belly room, which is a cozy little spot.
Yeah.
But Taylor Rizzo is one of the comedians who's always hanging around in there waiting to go on. Maybe we'll talk to him about it when he comes out to dab us out at the end of the show. He's got an amazing device.
You've got
who's
to be
in. You don't have to do it. You
when
don't
did
have
that
to.
Become a thing?
It's a new thing now where we used to let you see a magic trick. Now we fucking dab you out. We've turned an ugly corner.
Magic trick dab, magic trick dab.
It's an intense
dab.
Show. But this is crazy. I asked you guys a question, and we've never talked about the answer.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think it's black, dude. Why would you say that?
Yeah, why would you say that? What
you
are you trying
the whole
to do?
Room, man.
Why do you always have to be contentious?
I read something crazy one time that the way that the light reflects off of the hair makes it white. Maybe it's blue? I think it might be blue.
You're right about the answer being crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. Do you have a guess, Sendog?
You know, no, I don't. If you ask me, I would say it's white. Shit, it looks white, so it must be white. So.
Right? Okay. That'd be fun if that was
I'm
the answer.
I'm not a, you know, fucking animal person that to know, you know, like, I don't train polar bears or anything like that, so.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you in songs. A second, but first I want to know, what do you like to be called? Like, what do your friends call you?
My friends just call me Sin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So are Tony and I your friends now?
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys could call me Sin.
All right, I'm here cool. with Mr. Sendog and Tony Hinchcliffe. And the answer to the question is clear.
Oh.
But that's probably what you're talking about, is it's clear and then the light hits it and it makes it look white.
I remember reading something once.
They got that clear hair.
How about that?
Yeah.
I've heard of clear eyes, but...
But I don't know, you know? That's one of those questions, but we look at it and it's white, so it's white. Because that's what we're seeing, right?
Yeah, if you're looking at it, you're out in the
snow. I'm looking at it. There it is. Look at that white polar bear. Wrong!
Yeah.
All right. So anyway...
All right.
I'm just putting a button on that segment finally because I was like, because what they do is they take just the part where I ask the question and you guys give your answers, and then I say the right answer. They cut it down to like a short thing. And where does it show up?
Now this weed.
Yeah, I just found out about it. I'm just learning about it, but it's called Now This Weed. But how do people get to it? Follow it.
On Facebook.
It's on the Facebook feed? Why do I see it on my Twitter sometimes?
It's on all the platforms.
Okay, cool. So people can find it. I'm still amazed when somebody writes to me something like, what time's your show start tonight? I'm like, it's at Google O'Clock, motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It is so weird, right?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, you can look just
it's so
like
easy
Instagram.
To find out, but nobody believes anything anymore. They look right at it, 8 o'clock. I'm going to check with Doug.
Yeah.
See what time he's going.
Almost everything has a link, too.
Wouldn't it be
it's
great?
Like the link's there and the thing that they're asking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that from now on. Everybody's asking me.
Oh, please.
What time to show at?
I love it.
Google O'Clock, nigga.
Yeah, you can see that's,
that's
you,
how,
you
that's
can.
How
you
I'm
really
gonna,
gave it a nice upgrade.
Check it out. That's how I'm going to say it from now on, like that.
That's right there. You know what I mean? That'll be right there.
My God. This show's flying by. I've got some pot topics, but I don't know if we can get too much in on the pot topics.
Hot topic.
I remember that sound effect.
It's supposed to happen every time I say it.
Okay.
Can you say it?
What?
Pot topics.
Pot topics.
See, it doesn't do it when you say it, but it does it when I say
it. Pot topics. That sounds kind of familiar. You know that?
It's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Just trying to, you know, reach out to a very specific audience.
You're definitely.
People that really know that theme song.
You're resonating really good with that.
Yeah. Also, Senator Cory Booker is proposing a bill that would both legalize marijuana at the federal level and encourage states to legalize it locally and through incentives. They're actually going to try to encourage, and I don't know what the incentives would be, but maybe
money,
less tax on it or something. Or
Yeah,
something money-based, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I'm with that.
Go Cory Booker. Go get it.
Oh, he's especially going after states whose cannabis laws are shown to disproportionately incarcerate minorities, which is, you know.
Down south.
Which is why marijuana is still illegal, is to incarcerate minorities.
Yeah.
That's why.
Really?
I'm afraid so.
Wow.
Right?
Because last I checked, there was more than just the minorities getting stoned around here.
No, I know.
You know.
It's completely unfair.
Yeah.
I'm the height of white privilege.
I disagree.
That I could smoke wherever I want and not get in trouble.
Disagree, Doug.
I'm
taking white privilege right now. I got a ticket on the 101 for going 75 and a 65 the other day. I'm not even kidding.
I'm telling you, in certain light, you could be confused for a minority.
75. In a 65 on the 101.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't wink at each other and he lets you go because you're white. Like, I mean, granted, we still have problems. We have, and there's a name for it, white people problems. We have those.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just
for sure. But that same ticket is going to somebody who's a minority who may have been needed to really get somewhere.
Yeah.
you know, maybe was speeding not for the fun of it.
Right.
You know, and that person, it could be the first thing that just sets them on a path to absolute ruin.
You know why I ended up not arguing the ticket? Because I had a joint in my pocket. I almost always do. I have one right now.
Oh, let's see.
But he was giving me a ticket, and I'm like, 75 and a 65? All right, have a nice day, I guess. I was like that.
I think instead we of like,
what do you mean 75 and a 65? On the 101? 75? Am I?
Here's what I love about these.
These guys are so committed to their job that they're not even paying any.
Yeah. Here's it's what just, I love about these.
Yeah.
Is like you're out somewhere smoking it, and for some reason you want to save the rest of it and put it out,
yeah.
Or you need to get rid of it quickly.
It's my everything.
You slide it in here,
yep.
Close it up.
Done.
No air. It's out immediately.
That's how I've been doing it for 2 or 3 years.
You're a genius. I probably
like
got
this.
It from you. We got to go to a break. We will see you again in a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
When it comes to snacks, sometimes it feels like the only options are delicious and a billion calories or boring and tasteless. But it doesn't have to be that way. Up your snack game with Nature Box. Nature Box has over 100 snacks that taste good and are made from high-quality, simple ingredients. That means no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, so you can feel good about what you're eating. My favorites are their Honey Dijon pretzels and their Vanilla Bean wafers because they're super delicious and keep me from snacking on food that will make me feel bad later. Plus, they add new snacks inspired by real customer feedback and the latest food trends and professional chefs every month. It's so simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snacks you want, and NatureBox will deliver them right to your door. There's no risk. If you ever try a snack you don't like, NatureBox will replace it for free. So you're sure to find your new snack obsession. And right now, you'll save even more. NatureBox is offering our listeners 3 free snacks with your first order when you go to naturebox.com/getdug. That's naturebox.com/getdug for 3 free snacks with your first order. Naturebox.com/getdug. Fly me in the correct number.
That's my goal.
If I didn't have that.
We didn't listen to this song.
I'd probably be like an asshole.
At all. We're just sitting here talking.
Just to get out.
That's what happens when you get everybody high.
My goal is to just keep
it. Hey, you know we're back, right?
Yeah, just keep enjoying.
Yeah, we're back.
Matter of fact, I enjoy it more now.
These guys don't know either.
You don't know what, that we're back?
It's funny, everybody in the room was talking. That's never happened here before, but the weed is good today.
Yeah, your Triangle Kush is an excellent strain.
Yeah, so we're all just having a lovely chat. That music was by Churches and Trains, and that's one person who you can find at Timey Mengel Music. T-I-M-Y Mengel Music. And we've had that one on before, and didn't we also discuss just getting rid of those? Because the show is 48 minutes every episode now. Oh, we've been joined by Taylor Rizzo, the Dab King of Culver City. and you are helping us out today with a device that fell into our hands. It's a lightsaber dab rig.
Wow.
Donated to the show by the 172nd Street Glass Gallery. And they have a website, 172nd.com. And the artist's name is Seth Ham Glass. What, he went into Glass because his last name's Glass?
I guess so. Or did he change it?
Or is it like Unbreakable? Is he very fragile? Like Mr. Glass.
Are we about to go back to the future, Doug?
I don't know. That seems like it could. That'd be a great premise for a weed movie.
It's like a flux incapacitor.
Yeah. A guy smokes out of this thing and zaps to the future where weed is legal.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to me today, I think, because I'm still not great with dabs. Tony is tapping out on the dab.
I'm dabbing and tap, tap.
Dab, tap.
Dab out.
Send dog will do it.
I'm not a dabber either, man.
You won't even do it?
I mean, I'll take a little hit.
I'm not a pusher. I'm just saying.
It takes a week to clear that. It's going to be brutal.
We'll try to make it.
Yeah, give me a small one. Like,
I'll go
my
first.
My kind of small. Not
Taylor
your kind
will
of small.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll do a big one if you want.
Start us off with a big one. I like that idea. Maybe we'll run out of time.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me do you guys' plugs while he's setting that up. Send Dog's got a self-titled debut album called Power Flow.
Yeah. It's a band, actually. It's a rap metal band. It's really heavy, really groovy, funky, crunchy, hard, all that good stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I got
Is
members.
Brian Posehn a fan? He would love that.
I got members from Fear Factory and Biohazard and Downset and myself, and we got this.
Oh, any heavy bands?
Yeah, we're out now. You can check us out.
Those are the fucking heaviest bands out there, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to Europe next week with Cypress Hill.
Yeah, actually, in a couple of days, we leave for Europe for an extended tour, you know, all the festivals and stuff out there. And this is our 26th season professionally. 30th season, you know, all together since when we started our group. And we're still doing it, man, despite of a lot of other opportunities that are been coming around lately. You know, we understand that Cypress
is the
mothership.
Well, I love that you guys are staying together, and it's great.
I gotta go
see a show.
My very first time visiting L.A. right out of high school, and it was very, very powerful and surreal to me the whole little week that I spent here because my older brother moved here. Came with a couple buddies, and one of the cool things we did is we went to a Jimmy Kimmel taping, which was the first ever TV taping I was ever at, and I've always been interested in all that late night stuff, the late night wars, everything, blah, 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 blah. It was very surreal.
It's a good
surreal.
One to start it off. It's fun to go to.
Don Barris is the first person you see.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure enough, I would start comedy at the Comedy Store a year or two after that or whatever and make friends with him. Kimmel was amazing, and the musical guest that night was Cypress Hill, and it was the coolest thing. We listened to that album that you guys made around 2003, 2004, around there, and the entire week, and it was the theme of everything, and I wanted to move back here, like, immediately, and you guys were a cool big part of that. I just got cheesy because I'm all stoned.
That's crazy. That's
I love it. And now we'll give Sendog an opportunity to tell you how much his comedy has affected your comedy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. You know, that's the kind of stuff you want to hear as a musician, but you never really get a chance to hear that. You know, how the band affected what person in what way and when.
Yeah,
you know, I know
sure.
I can tell you when Run DMC moved me for the first time. You know what I mean? So that's kind of cool to hear, you know, that kind of stuff. I always like to take in conversation with random people that I don't know, like when I'm on tour and they tell me, dude, when I saw you guys on The Simpsons, I was a fan from then on or something like that. That's the kind of
Everybody's
little nerdy
got a
shit
story.
That I want to know.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah. Like so. The time I was at your show in Atlanta and you guys let me hit that gigantic bong back backstage.
Excalibur?
Yeah, I conquered Head Excalibur chopper. And it was a monster, that thing. But everybody in the band does it on stage while still playing. They don't stop the show to hit Excalibur. And then Excalibur goes backstage and they let a few more people. It's probably an insurance thing why I couldn't hit it out in front of the audience. But I hit it backstage and it was like amazing. And it was a great show before and after the hit.
That bong has chopped off some famous heads, man. You know, people think, oh, it's no biggie. I'll clear it. Yeah, right. Half an hour later, you see him couch like, you know, hurting.
No, they walked me through it real nice because you have to inhale really hard just to get the smoke close to your mouth. And when it gets close, you take a breath and go back in and then take the hit. And it was fucking brutal. All right, so let me do this thing. Oh, Tony Hinchcliffe, we've got to do your plugs. You're on the Monster Energy Comedy Tour, TonyHinchcliffe.com for tickets. Your album One Shot is all the places you get albums. And Kill Tony tonight.
Heck yeah. The tour is the main thing. It's crazy. It's I go back out this week, and it's going to be insane. Jesus Nashville, Christ. Huntsville, Louisville, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Atlanta, Charlotte, New York City, Gramercy Theater, the night of the Mayweather-McGregor fight. It's me at the Gramercy Theater. 2,000-plus seats or whatever. Me versus Mayweather and McGregor. Boston, bunch of cool stuff. TonyHinchcliffe.com.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about that today. Like, that sucks when there's a big fight like that that happens at the same time. But, you know...
Not only that...
There's a lot of people that don't care about the fight, you know? Like, even though there's a lot of talk about it, there's plenty of people that don't give a shit.
It's not even sold out yet.
You know?
Triple G and Canelo sold out, and that's not sold out.
That's the real match.
Crazy.
How come I'm not doing the lightsaber? I thought we were going to do the lightsaber.
Again, you want to jump into it? With my boys in September with Power Flow.
If you don't do it right now,
you must learn the ways of Force. Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm playing there.
I love that.
Stop.
Remember when I get there? The bro was just here a little while ago.
Heck yeah. Maybe I'll leave a joint hidden in under the couch for you or something.
All right.
Tape a little something.
Like, there should be a joint here somewhere.
You've got to be kidding me. This whole thing is out of control.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
This is like...
Here, you can take it.
Now, how the fuck do we do this thing?
There's like a little button on the bottom to turn the light off, but we can... I got to move this nail over to that.
Wow.
Goodness.
What the hell is that?
This just feels... This feels like it'll be. This could be happening in two different episodes of Room 104, that new HBO show. Maybe it's too new for jokes.
All right, let's see if I can.
Jesus,
dude, did you see Game of Thrones last night?
I heard it was a really good one from some people, and then a friend of mine hated it.
Wow. Whoever that friend is, Doug, seriously, I really have been cutting people off lately. If their opinion on something's, like, way off, I'm like, okay, that was it. Perfect.
What the?
Whoa.
No.
How do I get the hit?
What the hell was that?
All right, you just pull out of here.
Yeah? Oh, you haven't done it yet.
No. You're me pulling the whole time?
No, I've just been trying to figure it the fuck out, but I do realize now that you got to put that in there first.
Yeah, you just... All right, it's happening right now.
All right, how does this look on camera?
Wow. Good Lord.
Whoa. That was a rip.
How much cord do I got? I really want to hold this up.
You got a lot, actually.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I did it. Now you try. Right. Oh, shit. Where do you hold it from?
I mean, like...
Goddamn.
Who else would ever smoke out of that?
It'd be fun to have two of them, because then you can really fight.
You think somebody at home... Like, I get it. This is a big show, right? Big production. But is that a... Like, who would smoke in their, like, basement with that?
Dude, I always wonder,
hopefully,
like...
Hopefully nobody. It's pretty inconvenient.
I always wonder, like, you who was just the first guy that came up with this concept of dabbing, and if we do this and do that and then put it in here and blah, blah, blah,
probably,
we'll get a
scientist,
scientist, you know?
I'd say maybe Bill Nye came up with it. This makeup stuff. Oh, look at you go.
I just saw his beard get longer.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty good, eh?
I mean, everybody was...
You know what I should have said before I hit it? I should have said, I've got a bad feeling about this. I didn't make any Star Wars references. Next show is going to be August 15th. Check back for updates on exactly what time of day that'll be, but... August 15th is probably what, like a week away?
Yep.
8 days. Thank you, Taylor Rizzo,
yeah,
the Dab King.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Sendog and to Tony Hinchcliffe and to Sendog for inspiring Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
And yes, a lot of us.
Right on.
What? 30 seconds. Oh, 30 seconds? Shit, that would have been a great place to get out right there. That would have been so cool. But check out Kill Tony tonight. How do people watch it?
It's at deathsquad.tv, the live stream. We're now streaming live in VR 360 and also on Ustream. Yeah, it's awesome. So now you can be like in the front row looking around at everything and around.
I love it. We'll see you August 15th, everybody.